Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and let's talk about overspending. I was going to do a series of shows on various aspects of personal finance, and this was the one I was able to really tune into and gain some insight that I thought was really helpful about overspending. So overspending is caused by trying to fill a hole within you. So overspending is really just an internal need for wholeness. So if you are finding that you're overspending, and overspending, you got to look at it. We can always be critical of our spending habits because we live in a culture that tells us to be critical of our spending habits. So I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about when you know you're like, hey, yeah, I'm really overspending in that area. It's because there's a hole you're trying to fill, very much like similar, but not exactly like why we would overeat. Overeating has some other, lots of other layers to go along with it. But overspending is related to an emotional wound of some type. And so you need to look at and explore what emotional wound might be there that needs your attention. And so anytime we're dealing with an emotional wound that's causing us to overdo something, you mean it could even be overhelp, overwork. Anytime we're dealing with an emotional wound where we're trying to compensate for a subconscious deficit within us, you have to want what you want so badly and so with such gusto and passion that you're willing to do whatever it takes. So if you really sense you're overspending, you need to have a desire that you want more than wanting to stay stuck, right? Because it is going to require that you look at something that's uncomfortable. And the question you're going to ask yourself is, what do I need to know so I can return to a state of wholeness? And generally, the answer is going to be somewhere in the realm of love. So you may want to look at what emotional wound is directly related to a lack of love. And then the next step with overspending is being really aware of what your overspending looks like. Again, we live in a culture that's going to make us think we're always overspending, right? We should be doing this with our money. We should be doing this with our money. We're always being told that. So you have to really tune into the specifics of your overspending, because once you know what it looks like, then you can stop judging yourself negatively for your spending habits. And when the negative judgment is out of the way, then you can start to do the work to heal the emotional wound. So you might need to do the work so you can get neutral about your spending habits. And neutral meaning, it is what it is, right? And I think that just comes with awareness and acceptance of where you are currently. And then here's some affirmations my spirit guide gave to go along with this. I'm no longer a match to negativity around spending. I'm willing to spend with love. I'm willing to feel good about spending. I'm only available for feeling good while I spend. And so as you start to really look at how to return to a place of love, then you can really take on a new perspective around your spending habits, and then you can deal directly with the overspending, which will lead you to dealing with and healing whatever the emotional wound is. And my spirit guides are jumping in there saying, there's chances are, if you've been at this a while, you've already looked at the emotional wound, you just haven't looked at it from the angle in which it's triggering the overspending. Got it? Okay, so overspending, you're seeking wholeness. And so then you got to ask yourself, how do you return to a state of wholeness? And it's usually related to love. And if you can get back to a state of love, then you will find that the overspending starts to slip away without you having to put yourself on like a spending diet, which never really works. You know, I was reading about someone who was coaching someone else who was struggling around debt. And the person had paid off all their debt at one point, and then it came back. And so the coach asked, like, well, what was going on at that time while you were paying off that debt? And she said, you know, I was pretty much just miserable. I was just doing whatever little I could do to live while I focused on paying off the debt. So then, of course, the debt's going to come back because you're doing it from this place that feels bad. Anytime we're doing any type of transformation from a place that feels bad, you know, and it makes sense in the moment. We live in a world that tells us, oh, you have to struggle to get to what you want. It has to be hard and then you can get to what you want. But if struggle is a part of your process, you're just gonna, even if you do accomplish the goal, you're gonna manifest struggle. And as a result, you'll return to the same vibration of struggle, which in this case was debt, right? So be willing to return to a state of wholeness and focus on love. And that was the messages that came forward around overspending. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm most interested in you being who you want to be and having the life that you want to have and doing the thing that is most on your heart. And so if you're interested in that, then I would love to support you in my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Please take the time to like, review, subscribe. It helps the algorithm give us relevance, even though we're already relevant. But this is just the next step. And then it'll make it easier for you to find shows in the future. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.